Bold, Bright New World. This is the story of Cathyard Vineyard in Napa Valley, California, written by Lisa Perotti Brown for The Wine Palette. When Florence and Daniel Cathyard acquired a historic Rutherford Hillside estate in January 2020, the move marked far more than a transatlantic expansion. For the owners of Chateau Smith Ho Lafitte in Pessac-Léognan, it represented the culmination of a Napa Valley ambition that had been quietly forming for more than two decades. Renamed Cathyard Vineyard, the 220-acre property occupies a striking position on the western edge of Rutherford, rising into the foothills of the Mayacamas Mountains on the front side of Bald Mountain. The site, once home to Napa Valley pioneer Louis M. Martini and later part of the Flora Springs estate, offered precisely the combination the Cathyards had been searching for: history, altitude, biodiversity, mature vines, and geological complexity. "Our dream of Napa began over 20 years ago," Florence Cathyard explains. "The first time Daniel and I tasted a great Napa Cabernet, we were struck by its generosity, its silky texture, and expressive character. Compared to our Bordeaux, it felt like the new world in a glass. Bold, bright, and brimming with promise." The Cathyard's timing, however, proved formidable. Their inaugural estate vintage, 2020, coincided with one of Napa Valley's most difficult growing seasons, marked by wildfires and international travel restrictions. Of course, 2020 brought extraordinary challenges, managing a new estate from Bordeaux amidst wildfires and closed borders. "But our passion never wavered," says Cathyard. "Today, with a talented team on site and wines aging beautifully in barrel, our vision for Cathyard Vineyard is coming to life." The estate currently has 58 acres under vine, planted primarily within the Rutherford AVA, with one block extending into neighboring St. Helena. Elevations rise to approximately 650 feet, 200 meters, with a mix of benchland and sloped hillside parcels. Among the most prized sections are old freestanding vines planted on St. George rootstock, some dating back several decades. Soon after the acquisition, the Cathyards began reshaping the physical and aesthetic footprint of the property. An outdoor tank farm, described internally as an eyesore, was dismantled and replaced with a dramatic waterfall feature. The historic stone winery was entirely refitted with small-format upright and inverted conical stainless steel fermenters, designed to enable precise, block-by-block vinification. At the helm is Justine Labbé, general manager and winemaker, supported by Fabien Teitgen of Chateau Smith Ho Lafitte and longtime consultant Michel Roland. "When I arrived at Cathyard Vineyard, we had a lot of projects in mind," Labbé recalls. "Renovating the cellar, restoring our historic 1885 building, creating a more intimate space to host guests, and developing an on-site cooperage, which is a first in the valley. The most significant work, however, was in the vineyard." Labbé describes the early years as a rapid yet necessary process of discovery. "We had to discover a new terroir and vineyard, comprehend it quickly to be able to adapt our viticulture block by block," she says. "Some decisions were clear from the beginning, such as farming organically, reducing soil work, and implementing an irrigation strategy aimed at encouraging deeper root systems." The vineyard soils are notably diverse, combining volcanic rhyolitic material with alluvial deposits, contributing both structure and aromatic complexity. Its western Rutherford position provides crucial afternoon shade, slowing ripening and preserving acidity, an increasingly valuable asset in Napa Valley. "The combination of well-drained soils, natural balance, and afternoon shade allows the vineyard to produce wines that are fresh and expressive," Labbé notes. "We also have old vines on St. George rootstock planted on slopes, which gives us finely structured and complex wines." One of Cathyard Vineyard's most distinctive features is its on-site cooperage, established in 2025 and modeled after the Cathyards' long-standing practices at Smith Hout Lafitte. Working directly with a dedicated cooper, the team fine-tunes oak selection and toast profiles for specific blocks and lots. Having our own cooper on site is essential for us, says Labbé. It allows us to control a key element of the wine's evolution rather than adapt to something predefined. Oak is sourced from top French forests, including Tronçais, Loches, and Jupille, with custom toasts developed in collaboration with the winemaking team. The approach allows for small-scale experimentation, sometimes on lots as small as 5 barrels, ensuring that oak serves as a precision tool rather than a dominant signature. Cathyard Vineyard currently produces 3 estate wines, each reflecting a distinct expression of the property. At the top sits the flagship Cathyard Vineyard Cabernet Sauvignon, sourced exclusively from hillside blocks planted 35 to 45 years ago and aged in 80% new oak. Beneath it, Founding Brothers, a blend of Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, and Cabernet Franc from vines over 25 years old, is matured in a combination of new barrels, seasoned oak, and large food res. The third wine, Hora, draws from the youngest benchland vines and blends Cabernet Sauvignon with Merlot and Malbec, emphasizing approachability and freshness. Together, the trio reflects the Cathyard's guiding ambition to capture Napa Valley's generosity and texture while maintaining balance, clarity, and site expression. As Florence Cathyard reflects, the more we discover about this terroir, the more extraordinary its potential reveals itself to be.